This is the fourth time he's done it. Three previous inquiries, and he's pretty confident, and as listeners know, pretty unrepentant. He said, I defend every word of the famous dossier, every single word is the phrase he used, and denied all knowledge of suggestions that Britain attempted to align the dossier with statements coming out of the US, because there's been suggestions, including some in The Guardian, that things were modified in order to make sure that they squared with whatever George Bush or Dick Cheney was saying at the time. But there's intense, you know, feeling on both sides, as we all know, of this argument, and I don't think the Chilcot inquiry is ever going to get everybody to say, well, that was fair, we finally got to the bottom of it, because some people are always going to think it was completely right, and other people are always going to think there's a smoking gun there somewhere. Why hasn't Sir John Chilcot found it? Perhaps he will, but not yet.
You got a name check, Mike, as well.
Well, I did, yes. I started getting texts late in the morning when I was minding my own business from people saying, Alistair Campbell's just mentioned you in the Iraq inquiry. Not good news by anybody's standards. But it's a, it's a story worth repeating. Well, Alistair and I go back a long time. When he was a political correspondent, we once had a fight over his old boss, Captain Maxwell. We traded blows. But back to Iraq. Alistair said, it's a good point. He said that on September the 10th, 2001, Tony Blair, Prime Minister at the time, had come to The Guardian to give one of the sort of pep talks which these people do. They all come and try and talk you around, see it from my point of view. And at the end of this session, which a lot of staff attended, 40 or 50 people, right at the end of it, Blair said, oh, another thing is on my plate at the moment. I'm very worried about weapons of mass destruction and rogue regimes and how they might get into the hands of terrorists. And I was sitting at the back, as I always do, thinking, what's he on about? What are you on about, Tone? And of course, the following day, the Twin Towers came down. Blair was very quick to understand the meaning of it. He was at the TUC in Brighton, cancelled the speech, didn't attempt to make it, came straight back to London, went on the telly and said, we're right beside you, we got it. Of course, it was on his mind. And all Ali Campbell said yesterday was, Mike White reminded of me of this later on, saying that he'd been puzzled, what's Blair on about, and there it was. So he wasn't trying actively to do me harm at the inquiry, not try to besmirch me, although I did send him a text saying, I've gone into hiding, Alistair. He sent me a text back saying, it'll be the making of you. And I sent him a text saying, that's what you said the last time when we had that fight. I haven't heard from him since, so perhaps he's gone into hiding.
Going back to what he actually said at the inquiry, I mean, he, as you say, he was a robust defence of the line, but there was some. He raised quite an interesting, tantalising prospect of seeing some letters between Tony Blair and George Bush, described as personal letters, in which Alistair Campbell characterised as being, we'll support you shoulder to shoulder and so on and so forth. But when you put that next to Campbell's claim that we were determined to go down the UN route, interesting to see whether that's consistent.
Well, you see, this is so much the difficulty of it, John. You see, a lot of people say when Tony Blair went to Bush's Crawford mini ranch in Texas in April of 2002, I was on the press plane. We didn't know much about what was going on. You never do at a distance. Blair made a speech in which I read from a witness the other day. He first used the phrase regime change. A lot of people feel that was the point where Blair made the commitment to fight regardless. I think the allegation was made quite recently. Whereas what Campbell was saying, well, no, you know, we said we're side by side. We want to be with you on this, but we do emphasize the diplomatic route and we want to go back to the UN. And people listening will remember that in September, against the advice of Cheney and Rumsfeld and those people, but in accord with Colin Powell, because he was on Blair's side through all this, he was the Secretary of State at the time, that Bush did go to the UN and say we're coming back for another resolution. Blair's supporters, obviously including Campbell, and I have some sympathy for this, say we did try to cut a deal. We did try to get the UN. They all backed off. China, France and Russia were playing silly buggers with us. And at the end of the day, we also tried before the war to say to Saddam, get on a plane with your boys. Leave Baghdad. It'll be all right. We failed. And I don't think this inquiry will ever resolve this to the satisfaction of all concerned, and Campbell's testimony is more evidence of it. He said there wasn't a plot, we did try, and we did get Bush to go back to the UN.